Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
The Burt Show.
I saw on Instagram yesterday that the way to open up a conversation when you're trying to get to know somebody isn't like, hey, what do you do for a living? How are you feeling? It's what are you excited about? Because the positive emotions of what you're about to tell them are associated with the experience and they'll remember it connected to you.
I love that. And it makes total sense.
Yeah. Kind of psychological right there.
Yeah.
So let me ask you guys the question. Kristen, what are you excited about right now?
My baby boy turns 4 on Saturday.
Oh. Is it a bittersweet kind of thing?
It is. Yeah. It's complete. Yeah. It's bittersweet. I'm excited. We're having this big old party because we didn't do a party last year because we took the kid to Disney. That was enough. And so that was the party. Mickey was the party. But I asked him, now that he's older, I gave him options. I'm like, do you want this? Do you want this? Or do you want the aquarium? And he chose George Aquarium. So we're going to, he loves, we're members. He loves it. He loves underwater sea creatures, as he calls them. And so, yeah, this Saturday, we're having a big bash at the Georgia Aquarium. And and that's the day of his actual birthday as well. So my baby boy's turning 4. He's getting so old.
He's not a baby. We were on a Zoom call yesterday.
Yeah.
And Jimmy was playing in the background. And at first, he was getting off of a bike. But you have a neighborhood kid that shows up all the time also.
Yeah, Riley.
Riley, right? So at first, I thought it was Riley because Riley is a little bit older than Jimmy.
Oh, no, that's Luca next door.
Luca. Okay, yeah. So... and then I saw Jimmy get off the bike and I saw his face. And it's funny when your kids are growing up, at some point they turn from like toddlers into little boys.
Yeah.
And I looked at him like, oh my God, he's a boy now.
He's a little boy, yeah. Which I tell Bert, I go, shut your dirty mouth. So that's my big excitement.
That's sweet. A pretty big one. Mm-hmm. Mo, what are you excited about right now?
Seeing my family.
Yeah.
Although I'll see pretty much everyone this weekend, which doesn't happen often, although not for the best of reasons. I'm still excited to be around the family, see my mom, see my sisters, my dad. It's been a while. So I'm happy that we'll all be in the same place for a little bit to share each other's energy.
Those hugs hit different.
They do. They much do. I need it right now.
Abby.
This is so typical for a 27-year-old, but I can't wait to go to the bar this weekend. I mean, I was talking to Rebecca, and it's so funny. We're kind of in the same phase of life where we're both like, oh my God, this is the skinniest we've both been since college. Isn't going out so much more fun when you feel good about yourself? And I was like, yes, you get so much more attention. So I'm like excited to go to the bar and have a couple of glasses of wine and flirt.
So that sounds solid. Kristen and I are going to hang out backstage and meet Andy Grammer tonight with one of our Burt Speak Adventure kids.
Yeah, that's exciting too.
That's exciting. Yeah, since I opened up my calendar this morning, there are two things that'll make me really happy. Uh-huh. One, when it says no scheduled events, that's awesome because that's a free day. But then this one came up and I'm like, oh man, this is going to be really cool for our Burt Speak Adventure kid. And we'll explain this a little bit later on today, but he's attached to Andy Grammer. Big time. So we're going backstage before the Andy Grammer show tonight and hanging out.
Oh, his mom, because of what she did when he would go through these episodes. I have a sneaking suspition that mom may get a little bit teary when she meets Andy Grammer. It's gonna be happy tears.
Yes. All right. So you were talking about this upcoming weekend, but last weekend you were in Tampa, and there are some that say you can never go home.
Yeah. Something I'm not usually excited about is going back to Tampa, Florida. And my mom gets really frustrated anytime she hears me talk about this on the radio, because anytime I say I hate Tampa, all she hears is I hate my family. I don't want to see anybody that I'm related to. And it really has nothing to do with my family and everything to do with the experience of going to Tampa, Florida. Like from start to finish, it is an uncomfortable experience to where I have had to make a list of expectations so that when I go into a weekend or a week of going back to Tampa, I'm not let down because I just know it's going to be bad from start to finish.
So this is so foreign to me because I'm from San Diego and I absolutely love, there's peace that comes over me when I'm going back to my hometown, which is just the opposite for you. So is it the city itself? It's just like it's boring, you think it's trashy. Is it attached to like high school memories? What is it about the city you hate so much?
Well, the thing is I'm not from Tampa. So anytime I've gone to Tampa, it's been for some kind of event. I'm from a city called Jacksonville, and I don't mind going back to Jacksonville. It's kind of weird going back home now, but going to Tampa, it is like the peak Florida man experience. And the problem is a lot of my family is from Florida. So a lot of these experiences with Floridians are with my family. And so I usually have about 5 things that I know are going to happen to me when I go to Tampa. And once I brace myself for it, then I can just accept it as a part of the experience. And hopefully I can stop this hate relationship with Tampa and we can just tolerate each other at some point.
And you're allowed to hate on Floridians because you are one.
Because I am one. Yes, I'm from Florida, so I'm allowed to hate on them a little bit. And so the first thing that I know is going to happen is I know we're going to go out to lunch one day and I know we're going to be walking around and I know they're going to bring up something crazy like a conspiracy theory. So for example, my family and I were bopping around this part of Tampa called Davis Island, which is kind of the richy part of Tampa. It's where like Gronk lived when he lived there. It's where Brady lived when he lived there. So we're like going to get coffee. And I have this uncle who currently doesn't live in Florida, but definitely a Florida man nonetheless. And we're walking to get coffee. And in like the loudest tone possible, he's like, "Abby, did you know that like we never really landed on the moon?" And I'm kind of like, okay, here we are. Like, typically we're getting into like political conspiracy theories. Thank God it's just something kind of neutral. And he's going into like this rampage about how we never really landed on the moon. And I'm like, Uncle Chris, like it is seven in the morning. Like I don't have time to defend like NASA and the entire space center and how we actually did make it to the moon. And maybe we didn't. I know it is a very popular conspiracy theory, but at that time I'm like, I don't have the mental capacity to fight with you right now. No.
I love that the last time I stepped foot in Florida, I was sitting at a bar and guy busted out a conspiracy theory that the government controlled the weather.
Is that right?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So this tracks. This Florida. Totally tracks. This
we got into that too, but I don't have the mental strength to get into it. And then I know they're going to embarrass me in public. So we ended up getting lunch at a Mexican restaurant. So we're sitting down. He's got a Corona. My mom and I are getting some chips and salsa. And my family is the type of Florida man that because they're from South Florida, they think they can speak Spanish to the waiter and not going to be uncomfortable. And so I'm sitting there like, you know, asking for my fajitas or whatever, asking for my Diet Coke. And then my Uncle Chris goes, por favor, mi amor. I'm like, what? Please stop. Like, we are the whitest people in this place. Like the fact that you're trying to like make conversation in Spanish, like, it's not gonna work.
I'll tell you where that'll stop: the day that he does that and somebody turns around and goes, "I don't speak Spanish," and he's assuming that the person does, which makes it a totally different statement.
I know. I'm like, we're looking like the worst kinds of Floridians right now. I know that Publix is going to be involved for most meals, so if we're not at a Mexican restaurant, like I know that we're gonna have to go to Publix for any kind of meal that's not at a sit down restaurant. I also know that once I go down to Tampa, somebody's going to casually drop some kind of like life-altering news just like at brunch. So I'm hanging out with my brother and his girlfriend and my mom and like the rest of my family. And we're just hanging out at this table. And then all of a sudden, my brother just like casually drops that he's proposing. And I'm like, wait. Like, this is big news. And this is just happening over eggs holidays. Like, what's happening? Like, can we get details? Like, what's the timeline? He's like, yeah, just doing it this summer.
I feel like your brother's definitely the me in your family.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
And he's like, by the way, I'm going to Dubai too. And the last thing that I know is going to happen when I go to Tampa, Florida, is that I'm going to have an absolutely heinous interaction with a man. And I know we're talking about that later, so I won't tell you what happened.
Okay.
But let's just say my mom almost got us kicked out of a hotel bar because someone made a comment about Atlanta that she did not agree with.
Oh, okay. And it was enough to like almost get in fights about?
Oh, yeah. She said, I'm going to kill somebody.
Oh, okay.
Beyond fight.
All right.
Beyond other obscenities that she really got into it for Atlanta.
That's a good tease for later on today.
Uh-huh. Okay.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data, keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
Universal Music Group might be taking sides between Kendrick Lamar and Drake. So if you have somehow missed this beef, Kendrick Lamar and Drake are beefing over, I don't even know, like they're just dudes who just want to rap.
Well, in short, Kendrick and Drake got into the battle. Drake lost the battle. And I mean, this is my personal opinion. I think Drake lost the battle and he was being a sore loser about it. And instead of taking his L, he pretty much started to blame UMG, saying that they were being biased in the battle and giving people opportunities to hear Kendrick's music more than Drake's. And they were silencing Drake, and Drake is mad and is suing UMG instead of being mad at Kendrick.
So without getting into this specific, I'll just hint around it. So this doesn't have to do anything with the A minor.
It does. It's the entire battle, but the Not Like Us song is the one that took off. So that's the one that they pretty much spent all of the focus on. And Drake's angle is you shouldn't be able to just call me a pedophile or any other thing that I'm not. But they both said a lot of things to each other that technically all of it can be taken away. And for I think that's the one that made the biggest impact on his career. So that's what he's blaming UMG for.
So he's suing Universal Music Group. And I believe he even went as far as saying it was defamation as well. Like, you're promoting this song that is defaming me. It's calling me a pedophile. And so Universal Music Group kind of sounds like they're taking a side here. And it sounds like they're siding towards Kendrick, which, I mean, as they should, it's kind of the winning song here. And Universal Music Group basically said that he's being a sore loser, and that's the only reason he's taking it to court. He said, or Universal Music Group said, Drake lost a rap battle that he provoked and sued his own record label in a misguided attempt to salve his wounds.
Ooh, they're fighting words.
That's facts. I mean, I didn't expect UMG to respond like to sound like they were actually in the battle themselves.
That's harsh,
right? But they're right. Yeah. I mean, Drake did start it. He did take the first couple of jabs. Drake is also the same guy who once said rappers should not necessarily be held accountable for some of their words because it's art. And, well, you can say that about Kendrick. Some of his words were art, and it's a battle. And that was the point of the battle, was to make each other look bad. And Kendrick just maybe was a little too good at it.
And just so I'm clear, he's still on this label?
Yeah, they both are. UMG represents both artists. So, they don't only represent Kendrick. They more so are defending themselves than defending Kendrick, but UMG and Kendrick just happen to be on the same side.
Yeah, and it makes Drake look like such a hypocrite to talk about how artists' work needs to be protected. You should be able to say what you want. You should have that freedom of expression. But when it comes after you, then all of a sudden it's not so fun anymore.
Bingo.
So he needs to get a backbone. All right, Justin Timberlake. This is so funny because I feel like people have more flight anxiety than ever. So can you imagine you're sitting on your flight, you're getting ready to take off to Argentina or wherever you're off to, and all of a sudden you see Justin Timberlake grab the flight attendant mic and start giving instructions as to what's going to happen in the potential of an emergency.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the JT Live 25 South American leg.
A life jacket is located in a pouch at the side of your seat. To inflate the life jacket, pull firmly on the red toggles. If you have any questions, keep them to yourself. Oh, we're just kidding. Please ask the crew. We'll be flying over the beautiful countries of Dominican Republic, Colombia, Brazil, Bolivia, till we make our way into Argentina. We thank you for flying. JT Live 25 Air is finna be lit.
That guy, what a card. So, that guy.
I used to find his antics like amusing and funny. And now I just find him annoying.
Is that just a little obnoxious for you?
Yeah.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah.
I would have wanted off the flight.
Well, I'm going to give you some information that might make you feel a little bit less angry at Justin Timberlake. That was actually his private plane.
Oh.
He has such a large private plane. Because
<Okay.
laughs> I saw this video and I'm scrolling through. I'm like, I remember what it felt like flying to Tampa or flying home from Tampa. And we were experiencing severe weather. And the captain popped up and was like, hey, just letting you know, this is about to rock your world. And I was like, oh my God, I'm scared. And that feeling of anxiety getting on the plane and just wanting to know that everything was going to be okay. And I was watching this video and it looks like a commercial jet. So I'm like, can you imagine having the worst flight anxiety of your life? You're flying to Argentina. Maybe it's the first time. And then all of a sudden, Justin Timberlake's just making like a casual ha-ha laugh joke about like who to talk to in the case of a disaster.
Yeah, if you're acting stupid in front of your friends, yeah. I'm okay with that. Pulling that like, and then I was asking myself, I'm like, why is Justin flying commercial?
Like, no, that, he's not. Yeah. Apparently, oh, yeah. He has a very, very that. Large yeah. private plane because so it looks commercial.
His dancers and everybody working on his tour or whatever he's working on. Yeah.
Okay, hey, so your plane, you get to do whatever you want, man.
Yeah.
You want to do balloon art? That's yeah. fine. You want to mime? That's fine. You want to take like the yoga? Start flying thing. You're playing.
If you're providing me with some jumbo shrimp cocktail,
yeah.
say whatever the hell you
you're
want.
Playing.
You're playing.
You're
playing.
All right, Hailey Bieber is going viral for potentially stalking Justin Bieber before they started dating, and now she might be taking her haters to court. I'll explain the tea on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
I had to take a good, hard look at myself last night after about 30 seconds, and I said to myself, what are you even doing, man? Who are you? And I'm proud of myself because it was a true sign of maturity. Remember yesterday we were saying that there are just some signs that you're getting older and you sort of kind of have to embrace them, right? So last night I'm going to crash. I'm going to sleep, right? And I'm just going to open up my book in a couple of minutes, but I wanted to wind down. So I'm scrolling through TV shows. What can I watch that's mindless, that won't get me excited or anything? And I had a knee-jerk reaction when I saw the thumbnail come up for Temptation Island.
Oh, my God.
Which I used to watch all the time and loved it. And I'm like, okay, this will do it. So I turned Temptation Island on, and within 45 seconds, I'm like, what am I doing? Who am I? And this is the dumbest show on earth. So the premise is we are going to test our shaky relationship by going onto an island, and you're going to be in a villa with 12 other hotties that are going to be coming on to you the entire week. And if you can somehow, some way not hook up and be tempted, then I know our relationship is going to be stronger. And I'm 30 seconds into it, and I'm like, this is unwatchable.
The way that I see it, it's these couples who know they're going to break up and who are going to break up at some point, but yes. They're like, we might as well get some internet clout out of it and maybe hook up with some baddies.
I think it's like four different versions of that show, but I know there's a guy named Montana that went viral on one of them because apparently his girlfriend was in the room doing something with another guy and they showed it to him on an iPad and he was running down the beach crying, throwing his clothes off and stuff. It was insane.
Wasn't an iPad. They had a big screen TV. On the beach. Yes. Because I think this was Italy's version or whatever.
There's one of them, yeah.
It was Italy's version because they were speaking Italian. And there's this giant TV and he's sitting there watching it. And in walks his girlfriend with another man. And then they start like, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And he's on his knees just.
On the beach. No! I'm like, what is going on in this
the
show?
The way they edited this, like, the faster they went, the faster he ran to get to the villa. So he's like, and they're like, boop, boop, boop. He's like, they're like, boop, boop, boop. And then he gets to the villa, yeah. And it's like Illy's version of Rocky. And he's like,
Adrian! Come on, now! Stop it, you two!
And then this host is a woman, and she's like impeccably dressed, and she's chasing after down the beach after him, and she's like, stop. It was that
crazy.
Never watched that show, but I know the exact clip because it went so viral. Oh. And I had to, like, I hunted down to see like the the actual footage from the show because they showed everything that was happening in that room.
They almost had me because when I looked it up, I was about to kick play and I was like, man, get it together, Mo. What are you doing?
It's the time you can never have back, man. Yeah, never man. You have back. All right, so your dude meets like this great lady. Everything is going fine. And in just one instance, it goes sideways quickly.
Yeah, I think he blew it. He blew it and he blew it bad and he didn't mean to do it. And he's kind of innocent in it, but I don't think she's ever going to see it that way because of the way that it panned out. And it was just one mistake, but I think it's over. So they met about, I would say, 6 months ago. And it's for the first 3 months, he was like pursuing. He was courting her and she was slowly but surely warming up to him. And it just so seems like at the time now she finally starts warming up to him. They go on a couple of dates and then he has like a get together and I'm there. He's there. She's there with some friends. Everybody is just hanging out, having a good time. And I was taken aback because I'm like, I've never seen him with this kind of energy for somebody. So it was exciting. It was like, wow, y'all really, you really like her. And he's like, hey, everything's going so well. Da 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 da. So what ends up happening is after the gathering that we had, everybody goes home, everybody leaves. And he calls me the next day and he's like, bro, I think I blew it. I made a mistake. So I said, what could you possibly have done in the last 24 hours? Everything seemed so great. And he said that for whatever reason, he found like a nail. A nail broke off, I guess. And
like an acrylic
nail. Like yeah. A fingernail. Wow. Right. It was like a piece of a fingernail that clearly belonged to a woman. And so I kind of feel like bad for it because I was giving him some heat for not cleaning up his place efficiently. I was like, yo, bro, come on, man. Like, you got company coming over. You got ladies coming over. Clean up around here. So I started trying to help him clean up. Like, I'm doing him what my mother and grandmother do to me. And I think I might have shamed him a little bit. So he starts really cleaning up his place after we all leave. He was like, yeah, you ain't gonna talk to me like that no more. I'm gonna get it right. And in doing so, he finds this nail. So he asked me what he should do. And I told him, don't do anything. If somebody comes to, like, if somebody needs it, they'll come back and ask for it.
Ain't nobody gonna come back to claim an acrylic nail, are they? So then,
I don't know. Those things are expensive.
And this is not dude speak. We don't know.
Right. So my thing is, if no one asks for it, throw it out, let it go. But he wanted to reach out to ask who it belonged to.
Why?
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Is he an idiot?
Yes. Actually, yes. A lot of the time.
I think it was a rhetorical question.
Yes, it was. We knew the answer.
So anyway, he asked. He sends it to her, and he's like, hey, did a piece of your nail break off?
What is the matter with your dude?
Wait, oh, my God.
Is he also sending a picture?
Yeah, he's in the picture.
Okay, see. Oh!
He's in the picture. And she was like, I don't have nails.
Yeah.
But then she said, well, maybe it's my friend's, because she came with a friend. And then she asked the friend. Friend was like, nope, not my nails.
Oh, no.
So now you got to explain where the nail came from. Now, the nail could have come from anywhere. The thing is, the dude hasn't cleaned his house in a year. So, I mean, the nail really could have been from anywhere, anytime, anybody. But, of course, she's not going to believe that in her mind. That's so you had another woman in the house.
And also, depending on what the nail looked like, this is the woman brain just, those wheels are just, I look at that nail, depending on what the nail looked like, I'm going to be like, oh, that's the type of woman that you're hanging out with. I want no
you
part of
judge
that.
Off the little piece of the nail.
How long the acrylic is? Yes. Does it have little stickers on it? Is it glitter?
Is it almond or coffin?
What's the shape? How much glitter is on it?
Is it bedazzled?
Is it bedazzled? Yeah. Does it have rhinestones on it?
Well, you can tell a diet. You can just keep going.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to look at that nail and be like, then no, we're not compatible.
You can tell what her sign is, how much money she has in the bank.
Social security
what kind of
number.
Car she drives.
You can check under the nails where she been.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Bert. Enter the code Bert, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
I want to reward you guys that listen live to radio this early in the morning, man. How about calling now, 1-855-BERT-SHOW. I've got $100. You're just going to have to earn it a little bit. We're going to play Lose Bert's Money. I will give you a very superficial trivia question. Three of you guys will go on the line here. And each time you get an incorrect answer on this trivia question, I'll take 10 bucks off. But it does give you a chance to win $100. So why don't you call now, start lining up, 1-855-BERT-SHOW, and we will play Lose Bert's Money here in just a couple of seconds.
Who thinks they're a genius at bracketology? Well, if you think you could get all the teams right, we want you to go up against Abby's cat in Meow Madness.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow.
Technically, you don't have to be a genius. My cat Betty still thinks that cardboard is an acceptable snack. So if you can be that kind of intelligence, you're probably fine.
I'm just curious. So Rebecca, Katie, and I did the beginning there. Is it possible for you to figure out, do you know what we're singing in the beginning?
No.
I had no idea.
No.
Okay, try playing it one more time, Katie.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Meow.
No idea.
Dang it.
Is no it like idea. An ESPN thing? Like a bum, 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 bum.
Okay, ready? What do they play at the very end of the tournament?
Oh, one shining moment.
Meow, 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 meow.
You meow, are meow, the meow. One.
Definitely not. Not at all.
That's going to need some work.
Yeah, that moment is not shining.
If you asked us if we knew exactly what it was, your answer that was the answer to your question.
Okay, yeah, all right, yeah. All right. Anyway. Anyway, so if your husband is all about the tournament and brackets and thinks he is just a genius when it comes to figuring out who's going to win the tourney, we're looking for you, all right? Now, there could be something in this for you, and there could be something in this for him. Maybe you guys have been butting heads about something to spend money on in the house. You have something you want. He has something he wants. Well, let's have some fun with it and have him go up against Abby's cat, Betty, in Meow Madness, Man versus Cat.
See, the premise here is that those that don't know anything about basketball will do better than those that overanalyze each and every game. Most of these dudes have seen 6 games all season long, and all of a sudden they know that St. Francis is going to beat Vandy. They have no idea. They have no idea at all.
So go to thebertshow.com. There's like a really simple form to fill out, and you guys can finally get, you know, what you've been wanting. Depends on who wins the bracket challenge. If your husband wins and beats Abby's cat, well, then he gets what he wants. But if Abby's cat beats your husband, you get what you want.
And pride.
How is your cat going to pick these games?
So we're going to do a thing where, like, you crumple up 2 pieces of paper. So we're going to put the 2 competing teams that are going up against each other, and you drop them in front of the cat, and the cat just follows its little instincts and picks one of the pieces of paper by, like, sniffing it or putting it in its mouth. And that's how they decide on who's going to win that game.
Okay.
Yeah, this was actually a viral trend on social media, not with brackets, but the cats were deciding their gender,
their pronouns, their religion,
their political affiliation.
We actually did this with Betty at my cat shower that we did a month ago. Betty, turns out, is a he/him Christian, and I can't remember what else. Rebecca remembers.
So essentially, if your dude can pick games and do better than Abby's cat, he gets whatever he wants.
Yeah, Betty doesn't even know the outside world exists, so you probably have a good chance beating her.
Should be easy.
We're going to need to pick this guy like today, though, because the tournament officially starts tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I think they were playing games last night.
They were playing the fill-in games, yep.
Yeah, like South Alabama won, and I know San Diego State, school I went to, lost big time to North Carolina. So now we're down to 64.
I think so. Yep.
All right, so have him hit us up at thebertshow.com. All right, who wants to lose Bert's money? I'm going to get 3 of you guys on the line. Here is your superficial trivia question. Are you guys ready? And with each and every incorrect guess, I'm taking 10 bucks away. People who work in this profession are 27% less likely to wear underwear.
Fascinating.
27%.
Of people that work in this profession are less likely to wear underwear. Okay?
That is it. Where do you find these?
And who's fessing up to that?
Yeah. Research.
Why is this? Is this where our research funding is going towards? Yeah. Is this what Harvard is doing in its off days?
This is why Doge was formed right here. This is the research that the government is doing. All right. Good morning, Samantha. You are on the Bert Show. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. All right. Represent your city. Where are you calling from?
I'm from Canton.
Canton. All right. Samantha from Canton. Here we go. People who work in this profession are 27% less likely to wear underwear.
Doctors?
Doctors.
Huh.
What would be the reasoning behind doctors?
I don't know.
I feel like because they know the anatomy. Things gotta breathe.
Okay, fair enough. Not the correct answer. All right, so now we're going to move down to...
I don't know.
She was like, I was told I have to give an answer, and right, I gave an answer. Stop grilling me, man.
You didn't say it had to be in a complete sentence.
She was almost like annoyed, like, I don't know. I gave you what you want. I gave you an answer.
What more do you want?
Dina, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm always a little curious where you guys are calling in from.
Well, right now I'm in Goose Creek, dropping off my grandson.
Okay. You're in what creek?
Goose Creek.
Goose Creek.
It's in South Carolina.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought she said something else.
What do you think she said?
I'll tell you later.
I know what you think she said.
All right, Dina. People who work in this profession, 27% less likely to wear underwear.
Bartenders?
That's a good answer.
Okay. I'm not exactly sure why we all agree with you, but it makes sense.
It just kind of makes sense.
It does make sense.
Of course, bartenders don't wear underwear. It makes perfect sense. No, not the answer. But hang in there. All right. Lori, good morning. Where are you calling us from?
Gainesville.
From Gainesville. Okay. We've always done very well in Gainesville. Thank you for listening there. All right, Lori, what's the answer here? 27% less likely to wear underwear in this profession. Which one is it?
For $80.
Lawyers.
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 Oh.
Why lawyers?
Because I dated one. Hey. Wear underwear.
You dated a lawyer and every time you went into work didn't wear underwear.
I don't know if he wore it to work. I just know he didn't wear it all the time.
Well, you had an unfair advantage because you're right.
What?
It was lawyers.
No way.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Really?
The truth. And here's the proof right here.
Wow. That's wild.
Coming with the evidence to support the theory.
Yep.
$80, Lori. Congrats.
Oh, well, thank you. Oh, so I actually won. Okay, oh, my God.
Yeah, congratulations.
Buy your ex some underwear with that money.
And that buys a lot of tacos at El Sam in Gainesville. So enjoy, and thank you for listening to The Burt Show. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
That's so random.
That is random.
What?
The Burt Show.
Abby's mom threatened somebody with their life over the weekend. We will get to that in a second. And then we got to get Lexi on here, who is very, very confused on why there has been no second date after she had a great first date with a dude. We reached out to the guy and we found out why with the second date update. But first, okay, whose life was threatened?
Oh, my God. Several men at the Tampa Edition Hotel Bar in Tampa this weekend. My mom nearly got us kicked out of this hotel bar because she was so appalled at how we were treated by this group of guys out one night in Tampa. And it's so funny because I feel like it was the loss of my mom's innocence because for me, none of their behavior was shocking. Like if you've been out in the world and you've had to deal with men who don't have frontal lobes developed yet, you are used to sometimes getting treated not great. And it's not shocking. But for my mom, she got a little bit of a rude awakening.
I'm guessing that when your mom was out on the scene, I don't know how long ago that was, that there was just a different sort of dating dance than there is now.
Yeah, there was decorum. What happened to decorum? What happened to behaving ourselves? And so my mom got so riled up that management had to ask her to sit down, which I kind of took as a badge of honor. I was like, that's my mom.
Dang, okay.
But just to kind of paint the picture as to how furious she was, these are some of the texts that she sent in our family group chat after this went down. She said, "You cannot even believe what I have just witnessed with these guys with Abby. I'm about to kill somebody."
Oh my God.
And then my brother's girlfriend goes, "Oh no, what happened?" And my mom said, "I'm telling you, the group of a-holes that we encountered is beyond anything I've ever experienced of all the nights that Abby and I have been out together. I'm literally about to go back into this hotel and kill somebody."
Oh,
twice.
She's not playing.
Now we got witnesses.
I'm like, I feel like an accomplice. And everyone's like, what's going on? And I literally text back. I'm like, nothing surprising. Like, I've gone through this a million times, but my mom is now getting a front row seat to everything that I've experienced experience with guys, but specifically guys in Tampa. Now, I want to make it very clear because my family is from Tampa. This, to me, is not like a local Tampa thing. I think Tampa attracts a certain type of man to transplant there that is just the worst type of Miami reject possible. These are the guys that couldn't that weren't Hispanic enough to feel like they could fit in Miami, so they go to Tampa because it's still a cool big city in Florida, no state income tax. They usually come from like Villanova or whatever, and they think that wearing a Hawaiian shirt out to Soho Saloon is a personality trait.
I'm curious if like when you drive into Tampa, you know how they have the sign for the city and it's like Tampa population blah blah blah, and then underneath that it just puts Miami's rejects.
Right. It's the minor league city.
Miami.
That's what they should.
It's the kind of Miami is the kind of place where if they're there, if there's a velvet rope, they know I'm just not getting in there.
Oh, yeah.
I might as well go to Tampa.
They have Miami egos, but they're in Tampa. It's just a different vibe. And I've said this over and over to my mom before. I'm like, listen, like, I know you want me to find Mr. Right in Tampa so that he wipes me up and makes me move to Tampa, but I'm telling you, this is the worst place. Unless he is from Tampa, that is the exception. This is not the place to find a man. And I will explain to you Exhibit Z, because now this is the 26th time this has happened to me while I'm out in Tampa. We were at this hotel bar. It's at this new hotel called the Tampa Edition. And if you know anything about like chain hotels, this is like very chic and modern. It is kind of giving like South Beach. You walk in and it's crisp and white and there's mood lighting and palm trees that hit you in the face as you walk in because they want to act like, you know, it's a mysterious kind of hotel bar area.
It feels like a W.
Yeah.
It's like a W hotel?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. So you walk in and, you know, it's just it's very cool and hip. And you can tell like this is the place to be seen. You don't go to the Tampa Edition unless you want someone to look you up and down and be like, that is a cool, stylish, fashionable person.
So it's like a boutique hotel that has created a hip spot for people to hang.
Very much so. So we sit down at this hotel bar. Me and my mom are having a glass of Prosecco. We're enjoying ourselves. And there's a group of guys who had clearly been out all day for St. Patrick's Day because they're wearing their green beads. And they look like they're probably about 24, 25. So I'd kind of clock them, but like I'm pushing 28. So I'm not thinking like these are any kind of prospective men or whatever. So we sit down. And all of a sudden, I guess they felt bold enough to approach me and my mom. And the first thing they say to me is, when are you graduating college? And I go, oh my God, like they think I'm young. They think I'm like age appropriate. I like laugh in their face. I'm like, no, like I'm literally like going to be 28 this year. And so we start talking. We're having this conversation and I can just tell that these guys are a-holes. Like, these are just 25-year-old D-bags, but I'm getting attention, and my mom is loving this because she's like, oh, my God, look at my daughter getting attention. So we're eating it up.
Did these look like the mustached dudes in San Diego that were hitting on you? That kind of hip or a different hip?
No, Tampa is like a pretty boy kind of hip. Okay.
Said the hotel was hip. We did not say these guys were hip.
These guys were like frat bros from like a liberal arts college in, you know, the East Coast. Like that's the vibe that they're giving. Very clean cut. Mm-hmm. They still kind of have that boyish look to them. Like I can tell that they've only been out of college for a little bit.
They haven't lost the baby fat yet.
They haven't lost the baby fat yet. I'm like, you guys are too young for me. Like I need you to look like you've been hit in the face a couple of times by life before for me to pay attention to you. And we're having this conversation and all of a sudden the guy in the group who is clearly the drunkest out of everybody asked me where I'm from. And I go, oh, well, I'm visiting my family here in Tampa from Atlanta. And this is where things stuff got real. He looks at me and he goes, Atlanta. Atlanta's like kind of ghetto. And I go, I look at him and I'm flabbergasted. I look at him and I go, you and I both know that's like really racist. And I'm waiting for him to backtrack. Mm-hmm. And he just digs his heels in and just talks about how trashy Atlanta is and how every time he goes to Atlanta, he feels like he's going to get shot. And I'm just sitting there and like every socially conscious white woman has this gear in her head. It's like park, reverse, neutral, low, and drive. And then at the very bottom, it's white savior complex. And mine went. And I'm just standing there like my face is like progressively getting redder. And I'm like, I can't sit in this conversation anymore. Yeah. Like this is, I'm like so uncomfortable. And so my mom stands up and she's like wagging her finger at him. Like, you've never even been to Atlanta. Like, how dare you say that? Atlanta's so nice. Have you ever been there? And so she's just standing up and getting riled up and management is coming over. I'm like, okay, mom, sit down. And so we eventually get escorted away from these guys and half of the group ends up leaving. Thank God the worst of them leave. And then the other half stay and they decide to come sit with me and my mom. And my mom hasn't clocked that they were still a part of the group. And I can tell by the glimmer in this guy, these guys' eyes, that we're a bit to them. Like, this is like a MILF and that girl who looks like she's in college, but not in college. Mm-hmm. And they sit down. And at this point, I'm like, whatever. Like, this is entertainment. We're about to go meet my family out at Davis Island again. And they're still talking to us. And this is when my mom really got set up, because she's already mad about the whole Atlanta comment. And she's already mad that she's been told to sit down. And the guy that was sitting next to me that I was having a conversation with, like, mid-convo, just stands up and goes to talk to some other girl at the bar. And my mom, her mouth goes, and she just watches this man reject me, essentially, to go talk to some other bee. And she looks at his friend and is like, is that what you guys do? You guys just move on when you get a little bored by the girl you're talking to at the bar? And at this point, I'm calling the Uber. I'm like, we got to get out of here. Like, this is just classic D-bag behavior. Like, I'm so uncomfortable sitting here watching my mom get angry at these men. And I knew this was going to happen. I could see that we were just a bit in their eyes. And all of a sudden, my mom just stands up. We walk out. We go to the Uber. She becomes the keyboard warrior in the group chat. And I look at her and I go, I warned you. Don't say I didn't tell you, Carrie.
It hurt. Now she knows what you have to go through on a day-to-day, man.
Tampa men are the worst.
I think it's awesome that she stood up for you like that.
Oh, yeah. We had to stand up for Atlanta, too.
She stood for the whole city.
It's funny. Yeah. It's funny. I ain't defending Tampa like that, but she'll defend Atlanta for me.
The Burt Show.